views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. We're so happy to be back with you. And we are speaking to a lovely lady, and her name is
Kathy,
and she's from Washington State, which is really far.
And from New Jersey, unless if you're from Seattle, you're not too far.
This is true.
You're right there.
But
all right, Kath, how are you?
You know, Kath, the things you were telling me, I was empathizing with you about, because I had a very similar situation. I did not lose my husband, but I did lose just about the closest person to me other than my husband. It was my son. And, you know, I know where you're coming from. I know the feelings you have. I know where you are. You feel stuck and you don't want to be stuck because you want to start carrying on with your life.
So her answer is?
So your answer
that's a severe
is,
one.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't think you understood. I was married for 25 years, but I lost my oldest daughter.
That's what I said.
Oh, wait, yeah. I thought you said you lost your husband, so I thought you thought I said I lost my husband.
Oh, yeah. I thought
that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
You said I...
No,
I'm sorry
you didn't understand. I lost my first husband, was married for 25 years with an unhealthy marriage. And then
I lost my oldest daughter, my husband, also. After 25 years.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah, so that's what we were...
No.
But anyway, in any case, still, to lose a child is the worst thing that anybody could ever suffer through. And I do empathize with you.
All right, and
what I'm saying is, do you have a pet?
No.
I need you to go get a pet. I want you to get a pet.
I cannot get a pet.
Because?
Pardon?
Because? Because?
Why? Because I do not want another thing to take care of in life, and because I value my independence and I value nature as it is. I go up in the mountains. I spend time out watching creatures, and I do not feel alone. It's more that I want to be able to do the work I love,
which is what?
Landscape
painting.
What's the work
painting
that you love to do?
I do oil paintings of landscapes and a lot on location.
That's it.
But I do it in a very quiet way. Even though I have a website, I do not go to galleries. I don't have it in galleries. And I do it in a very small, quiet way. I share it with, you know, prints or cards wherever, but there is a part of me that it's not that supported in where I am, and there's a part of me is not a salesperson, so I do it in a very quiet, part-time way.
Okay. Well, the reason I mentioned having a pet was not so much as what you can do for that pet, is what that pet can do for you.
Give you, as far as giving you unconditional love.
Right.
You know, there's
But I have lots of unconditional love. From my daughters. I mean, I have lots of love in my life. It's just that, and I receive love from the people, the stranger I talk to on the street.
Okay, so
it's
what
not
is that
like there's
you,
a lack of
your
what
concerns?
Is your concern? Because you're telling us you're very contradicting in everything you're saying.
Yeah, you've contradicted everything you said.
So what is your question? You are totally contradicting.
I asked for new home and right livelihood that can be create a foundation for a new foundation instead of living in a hectic city, to be in a small, quiet community with an opportunity to put in roots and dig into maybe the livelihood, or maybe it presents a new livelihood that I never thought of.
I think you should move to the country. Get yourself
and I have places in mind.
Yeah, and be with nature.
Right.
And maybe the pets, what Sky was saying, could be the squirrels.
Right.
And the foxes.
No, that's exactly what they are. It's the outdoor pets that I love that come to visit you.
Okay.
It's not so, having one or owning one.
You kind of know your own answer. You know what I mean? Because the question that you asked us is actually the question that you're answering for yourself. Do I think you should go and move? Absolutely, because that's where your heart is. And you don't have to be a psychic to know that.
And what I feel that you could possibly be doing, if you put your energy out there, how about going to real estate people and offering to oil paint people's homes and allowing the real estate agents to give that as gifts to the new homeowners? So
yeah, we think that you should move. Absolutely go to the country.
You know, and you're giving your gift, and you're not giving it for free. But this is something that if you were to do a couple of samples and show the real estate agents, this is something that could be a very lucrative business, something that you love to do, and people are going to appreciate your work.
It's a very good idea.
Well,
you could continue to just do your landscaping, but I suggest that you move out of the city, out of the hustle and bustle, and get to that country so you could start healing and being where you're supposed to be.
And I feel like that if you speak with one or two of your daughters, you're going to be able to get their support and they'll help you move along.
Oh, no,
I don't feel like you...
Yeah, and I also had said that there was a friend, a dear friend in my life, and that's part of my little conflict is I'm ready to move on and start things on my own, not necessarily with somebody at this time in my life.
And that's perfect.
That's perfectly what you need to do.
Listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you over here.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you for your great help.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So right now we have, let's take
Patty.
Wait, is Patty from Princeton?
No. She hung up, so why don't we take Melina from Lakewood, okay?
Melina from Lakewood. Okay, sounds great.
We have a Melina.
Melina from Lakewood, New Jersey.
Hi, Melina.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was the last person that called last week, actually.
Yes.
And I just have a question that I really wanted to ask.
Sure.
It's like I can't stop thinking about my ex, kind of. And, like, you were talking about coincidence and... Like, I ran into him after, 5 years, and then I really, couldn't stop thinking about him, and, I wonder if this is just, this has to mean something, or I should just let it go.
The way I look at things go forward. That's my outlook on life.
I think that's the dark side just challenging you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all that is. And, you know, yes, there are no coincidences, but, you know, do you want to go backwards or do you want to go forwards? And I think from moving on from this past relationship, it's only going to make you stronger. And I feel like that's what it is. So it could either take you down or you could let go.
And be much stronger. Make this a lesson to you. Make this lesson that you can overcome your fears, your desires, your emotions, just by meeting him has brought new sparks of interest to you. So now if you can get over that and you could go forward, you've grown.
To look at him and say, you know what? I don't need you because I can make it on my own.
Absolutely.
Don't allow him or anybody else to take you down.
This could be the test of a lifetime.
With each day that goes by, it's like, yes, I made it. And that goes for anybody who's listening right now. So for everything that you're trying to overcome, you know, whether it be a relationship, whether it be an addiction, for each day that you overcome without being dependent on the situation or the person, that's another feather in your pocket. That's another reward in your pocket saying, yes, I did it. Yes, I'm moving on.
I agree.
But do not allow yourself to go backwards, because it's going to take away your self-esteem. It's going to take away who you are. You can't make anybody else or anything else become the victor over you. You need to be in control of your life. And if you're going to share your life with somebody, it's on your terms. I'm sharing my life with you because I love you. But if it's a neediness or I can't live without you, then guess what? You're going to drown.
Yep.
You're going to drown. I guarantee it.
You're going to lose who you are.
You're going to lose who you are. Exactly.
I guess you're like sensing energy from my current relationship, because this is like where like this all connects to what you're saying with that. But I guess because I left my ex for my current relationship. So,
you know what?
I left him for like the wrong reasons. So that's what,
I think it's time to reevaluate your life and get rid of both of them and start new, because I feel as though you're getting depressed. I feel as though there's a depression in your voice.
If you want to know something, start singing the song every day. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Start singing happy songs. You know, start doing things that represent you being happy.
And
but stop surviving your life.
Right. And I feel,
and live it.
I feel as though you're attracting the wrong man to yourself. And I feel like you're doing it.
That might be it.
What?
That might be it. That might be it.
Yeah. And like Artie said, you need to start being a more happier person, because if you're not a happy person, you're going to attract not happy things. But we have to take a commercial break right now, sweetie. So
it was
thank
a pleasure
you.
Talking to you.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much again.
All right, take care.
Honey. All right, folks, we are going to be right back after this commercial.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to another round
of Angels and Answers.
Of Angels and Answers.
That's what I'm talking about.
With your host,
Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel.
Yay!
The dynamic duo that we are. Whether you believe in our views or not, we don't care.
We don't care. We're just here.
That's right. We don't care. We're just here. That was a good one. So.
All right. So we have a lovely lady calling us. Sonia from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Sonia?
No, not from Pennsylvania. Sonia is from New York.
No,
Pennsylvania.
Sonia is from Pennsylvania. Sable is from New York.
I can't read the screen. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Sonia from a somewhere. Come out of here.
Come on, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Come on, there's got to be a Sonia in New York or New Jersey somewhere.
You there, Sonia?
Yes, I'm here.
Cool.
We said it at the same time.
What a coincidence.
Give me nickels. Nickels. Okay.
There are no such thing as coincidences. Go ahead.
I didn't say coincidence. I said coinky dink.
Same difference.
No, it's not. A coinky dink is
a toy. Is a coincidence.
Is a toy. We could. Okay, right. So what's up, Sonia? What can we do for you, honey?
For the record, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Told ya.
Are we?
Yes. I told him, right?
All right. I won't be losing any sleep over it, but go ahead.
I'm a psychic.
Go ahead, Sonia. Yeah, what do you think I am, psychic?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's up, Sonia?
What's going on, baby?
I wanted to ask a question about work, because what has happened, I was unemployed since the beginning of December, and I've been looking, and I decided to do something different, or a lot different. I don't know what got into me, and I was my background is IT, training, software testing, all that type of stuff. And I decided to look for something in pharmaceutical sales. I even updated my resume, you know, for that. And I found something the beginning of April, but the position only lasted 2 weeks, you know. They let me go last week Friday, so, you know, that was rough. And now I'm once again looking actively, and I'm looking this time in my field. I've been putting a lot of things out there. Huh?
That's a good move. I'm going to tell you right now. Sales for you, I don't feel is the way to go. I'm just getting a real disconnect between you and sales. I think you should stick with ITT. Go back to what you know real good and see if you can get a position back there.
Well, actually, no, what I'm saying, my background is IT. Like the last place I was where they laid me off. They laid a whole bunch of us off. So I don't think I want to go back to that company because the company's not doing well at all.
No,
that's
we weren't
not
saying
what I'm saying. The field.
She didn't say go back to that company. She said just get back to that field. And I feel like that if you were to privately consult people, I think that you would do very, very well.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been putting applications. And what got me nervous, too, is that I was getting unemployment. And obviously, because I got an income for 2 weeks, they're not going to pay me for that. But now they told me that they have to reinstate my, I have to reopen it, the unemployment. Right. And that now they're going to have to investigate and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, wait a minute. I wasn't, how can I put this? It wasn't because I was deficient in my work. It's just that I didn't pass their examination. They only give you like 3 times. And if you don't pass any of their exams, they'll let you go. And that's what happened in my case. But I never really performed the job. You know, it was all training based. Like I never, so I'm nervous about that because whatever, I think I have 10 weeks left. Whatever is left, I really need that until I can find another job.
All right, let me ask you something. Let me see if I'm getting this straight now. You quit your job before you had another steady job, correct?
No.
They hired you, and then you didn't.
No, they were let. She was let go. You said you were let go, correct?
I was let go.
From the second job.
Yes.
Not
no, the second
first job.
The second job, I was. The first job, I was laid off. There were a whole bunch of us laid off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The second
I missed
job, I got a few months later. Okay.
What I'm telling you right now, and I feel very confident, I feel like you could privately consult other people as far as within your work. I really don't feel like, and I feel it very, very strongly, I feel like you would be more successful at working for yourself. All you have to do is market the living hell out of yourself.
Yeah, and, I agree with that.
And rather than working for somebody else, I feel like if you do decide to work for somebody else, I feel like you're shortchanging yourself. And if you do work for somebody else, I feel like it's a company that's like a chained store or it's a chained business across the United States.
You know what I'm feeling also, Sonia? I'm feeling as though you need to take a class or a course. And I don't know where that's coming from, but this is what I'm hearing, that you need a course in something.
Right.
Maybe you would know better than I. I feel like it has to do with people, though. And it has to do with your field. I feel as though you're missing something, either to freshen up or to take another class on your given profession.
I think you're very good. I have a feeling, my gut feeling is telling me that you're very good at troubleshooting situations.
Yeah.
In the IT world. Are you, would you say you're considered to be a pretty good troubleshooter?
I would say I'm pretty good. But the thing is, I like your idea about doing consulting, but it's just that right now, you know, I don't have enough to support myself, not even a month. Like, you know, that's why I need to, hopefully unemployment will go through. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do because it's just that I can't be 1 or 2 months without an income. You know, I have bills piling up already.
Put it this way, right now, if you spend your full-time job looking for a full-time job, you're going to get it. You just got to keep putting yourself out there.
Right.
You do not stop. You can't sit and analyze and wait and worry because
that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you don't have that luxury right now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you
fact,
that unemployment is going to take you 2 to 3 weeks. So hopefully at least you can survive basically or barely before the unemployment rolls in. And I feel as though unemployment is going to give you a hassle for some reason. I don't think it's a clear-cut case where you're going to get your unemployment back. I feel like there's going to be a problem that's going to pop up.
Just constantly, I'm telling you, just advertise yourself in every way that you can, you know.
You know what else? I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
No, go ahead.
Listen, I feel that you should take a job like in a supermarket or as a waitress or something just for now to implement your money so that you don't go down the drain. Even if it's not something that you want, at least you'll have cash coming in. Just until you get yourself a good job in your field, because I feel as though you're gonna have a little trouble with unemployment. I don't feel that you're gonna get a job like immediately, and I feel as though you're gonna hold out for a really good job. So what I'm saying is implement your income right now by picking up a little side work so that you don't go down the drain altogether.
Again, okay. Your full-time job should be looking for a full-time job and make sure that your resume is done professionally. So that,
yeah, I had it
you know,
done professionally. I paid to have that done.
Okay, well, that's great. Just keep on putting it out there and just keep doing whatever it takes. All right, but just okay. You got to market yourself and things will turn around.
Yeah.
But the more you leave yourself with open time, the unhealthier it's going to be. You can't just sit there and worry and sit there like a duck. All right. Self-pity is not going to buy you crap. You got to be able to do something about it. But right now we have to get ready to go to a commercial break. Okay, hon?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sky, if somebody wants a reading from you,
yes.
If they want to connect to their loved ones or if they want a psychic reading,
yes.
What is your phone number?
My number is 908-500-1474. Artie?
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And check out artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And I also have a bunch of YouTubes. I talk about life and spirituality and
they're
all
worth
kinds
watching.
Of, it's a cool thing. It really is. You
yeah,
get a lot out of it.
They're informative. My God, they're amazing, Artie. You did a good job.
Thank you. And also Facebook us if you'd like. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Your love is lifting me. Than I've ever been lifted before.
An evening with the ultimate entertainer, Bobby Caldwell.
What you won't do, do for love.
Saturday, June 13th, up close and personal with Bobby Caldwell at the Fox Theater at Foxwoods Resort Casino. With an extensive repertoire of rousing R&B, intimate smooth jazz, and big band songs, Bobby Caldwell always delivers electrifying performances. Tickets available right now at Foxwoods.com, Ticketmaster, and the Foxwoods box office. Make it a date. Bobby Caldwell at the Fox Theater at Foxwoods, Saturday, June 13th. An intimate concert with Bobby Caldwell, Fox Theater at Foxwoods, Saturday, June 13th. Buy your tickets today, Foxwoods.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another wonderful 15 minutes.
until we go to another commercial break of Sky and Artie. Is there anybody else
yes,
on the line?
Yes,
who else?
A lot of them.
Oh, wow.
Sable.
Sable from New York.
Hello, Dynamic Duo.
Hey, how are you, baby?
Hi, Vibs.
I like your voice.
Me too.
I'm glad you do, Artie. No, the victim I see too. You got a choice. You can tell me what's better to ask about a relationship or about obtaining land, like an acre or two. What is like, you got any vibes? You know, because I know you got other people waiting.
Don't worry. Right now we're here with you.
Yes.
So
you should get the land.
You
guys,
the land? You want to talk about the land? Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
You can never go wrong with purchasing land. It's a commodity. I'll tell you why. Because there's only so much left of it. It'll always bring you money. Even if for an investment right now, do it.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. And your angels are agreeing with that. And I feel as though it'll be a very lucrative venture for you. Even if you don't decide to build on it and later on you go ahead and sell it, it's going to be extremely lucrative for you.
Well, Sky, here's my problem. Of course, you know, strapped, you know, unbelievable money, problem issue, all that stuff, and they want like $22,000 an acre. I was thinking of asking them, going, approaching people, you know, that already have land. An older farmer maybe will give me an acre or two. That's what I'm hoping to do. Do you have any leads like that, like any suggestions besides, you know, the typical realtor way?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, honey. I wouldn't do that. If you don't have the money to buy it, that's a completely different story.
See, if you're looking for a hand-me-out or something,
they're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. And I mean, what's the purpose if you're the relative, or unless the only way you're going to get some generous people to give you free land, and people have done this, is if you have like something special to offer that you want to do with the land, like rescue animals or start your own farm or do something with, you know, livestock or something with it. But just to say, can I have land?
No, it's not going to happen.
No, I didn't even realize that part. But no, I say $20,000. I was thinking like for an acre or two. I was going to, you know, give money. I wasn't looking for free or nothing.
Well, why can't you take a mortgage then? If you have a nice down payment like that, then you should go ahead and take a mortgage on your land.
What's your dilemma on buying land?
Yeah.
Because land is a very good investment.
Okay, dilemma is I already have a mortgage out there, and maybe the credit is not bad. It's like nearly 600, but not that great. And then I only have like about $15,000 to $20,000. And I'm just looking for an acre or two.
Well, put it this way. I wouldn't invest all your eggs in one basket and leave yourself penniless, because that's not smart to do. Unless if you're willing to, you know, purchase a piece of land for like maybe half of what you have saved. So if you have, say, $15,000, if you're able to put down $7,500 and make payments, then that's 100% doable. But you don't put all your money into something and then leave yourself penniless or close to penniless. It doesn't make sense.
Right. And you know something? If you approach a farmer who has a lot of property, there's a lot entailed with that. You have to go for variances in order to cut up his land. And then he might lose farm assessment because of the fact that he's selling you a piece of land and he needs that acreage for maintaining a farm assessment. So I think if you're going to look that way, you'll be wasting your time.
I'm going to tell you two things to make money with your money. And I know I'm not wrong on this, because Walmart used to make money doing what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
If you pay attention to where where they're building on property, if he used to go a few miles in the same direction of where they were building, and he would build by the land. So then when they were finished building on that piece of property, by the time they moved over to his property, his value was already up because they wanted to buy his land. And so when they bought his land, he would move over a few more miles and buy some other land. And he kept on purchasing the land as right before people were ready to build on it.
So if you look at an upcoming area that is being built up, even if it's in a bad neighborhood, but if it's being built up, then that's where you want to invest your money, because then you're really definitely going to get your money back. Also, if you invest your money in any major oil company, you are definitely going to be making money because the oil prices are going up.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. All right. The oil prices right now are at an extremely low for right now. Yeah. And anybody who invests in any oil companies, whether it be Shell or Exxon or Gulf or any of those companies, if you look at the lowest bidding company, like say, you know, because some of them are going for 30, some of them are going for over 100, but ones where that are, you know, pretty moderate within price range, purchase a bunch of oil stock, and I promise you, within a matter of no time, you're going to be making a good chunk of money. You're going to make a good percentage of your money back within 1 year.
But, you know, if you see it fluctuating, don't panic.
Don't panic. Just stay with it, because trust me, the oil prices are not going to stay at this low. They are going to go up. So if you definitely want to make a lot of money, a lot of percentage on your
returns,
then go for it. Because if I had extra money on my hands right now, because I have it tied up, I would 100% invest in oil companies.
You ever hear of those third-party oil companies or exploration companies?
Like ExxonMobil, you know, that's...
They explore or something like that.
Pay attention. You know what? Pay attention to the rhythm of the stock and see where they were, you know, a few months ago. Right when the oil prices dropped at its ultimate low within the past 6 months to a year, where it was at its ultimate low. And look at the steady growth of them. And by that, you could tell whether or not, you know, which company to invest in.
Wow. I wish I could spend the afternoon with you guys. You need to give financial advice, too.
you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. You don't have to be a psychic to figure this out. If you just go online and look at the past 6 months and look at the direction of any given oil company stock, that will automatically tell you where you could invest your money.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you are a little bit more flushed with cash, keep in mind that buying property is absolutely the best investment. And like Artie said, if you go into areas that are starting to come up again, then you'll be making a killing. And you'll be paying cheap for the land. And if you hold it, the neighborhood will improve and you'll be getting top dollar.
Right. You want to go to an area where they're fixing it up.
Oh, because, you know, I'll tell you what, my goal is to support a horse. You got to pay someone to take care of that horse.
Oh,
if you have your own land, it's cheaper, you see, but you get him a companion. You can get him a goat as long as he's not alone, a goat or another horse. So that was my prime motivation, you know.
And I want to tell you something else about that. You also have to provide shelter for that animal in case of snow and rain.
Oh, so
definitely, you're thinking about putting up a run-in as well.
Oh, definitely.
Unless if you're in California, then you don't have to worry about snow and rain.
Oh, in New York. They don't get enough of it. I know, right?
Yeah. You have to figure out how your water supply is going, how you're going to get that horse to water as well. Because if you buy a piece of property that has no water access, you're going to be schlepping buckets of water 6 times a day.
To get that horse hydrated, especially
in the summer.
So, Sky, it's got to be a perk test. That means there's water there, right? Perk test?
Oh, absolutely. But you know how much it is to dig a well?
No. 15 grand?
That's correct.
Mm.
So you're investing your 20 grand. You have to get a run-in for your animal. Then you have to make a well. So you're talking about 35,000 to 45,000 right off the bat.
Yeah, it makes you want to cry, you know.
How about fencing? You have to keep that horse fenced in because he can't go on anybody else's property.
Right.
You're looking at fencing as well.
I mean, worst comes to worst, literally, you put your horse with somebody who's already, you know, keeping horses.
Boredom.
Oh, that's where he is now,
And then just, like I said, utilize a good chunk of your change. Not all of it, because you need some money to live on. And yeah. just literally watch your money grow. But just go to the computer and look at the direction of the stocks, of the direction of the stocks of each oil company. And I'm telling you, you'll be able to make good money because the oil stock prices are way too low right now. And they are going to go up. They're not going to stay at this low price. Trust me.
Oh, thank you. 100% right. Because you know what? This is a way for you to eventually get your land.
Yeah, I'm so poor, you know, I mean, it's a long story, and, you know, but the horse is costing me $500 a month now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, honey, we got to get going right now.
Oh, you're wonderful, thank you. I was just so mesmerized. Thank you.
So.
And you have a beautiful radio voice. I love your voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you with all of your up and coming.
With your endeavors.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you, sweetheart. God bless you and love. Okay, bye.
You too. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition.
Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We've already said...
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And that's me, Sky.
Yes, and right now we have some wonderful callers online.
Yes, we have a Jessie from Tom's River. Right, Brian?
Jess.
Okay. Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What can we do for you? Because we're running out of time.
I actually have more of like a medium question. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So my grandmother passed away about 2 years ago. I was extremely, extremely close with her. So it's been rough for me. I really haven't had like any visits from her or, you know, my dreams or anything. But the other night I was laying in bed and I was watching my baby's video monitor, and I could have sworn I saw like little white orbs flying past his in the monitor, past the camera.
Yeah, that's so wonderful.
That's beautiful.
You know, I was staring at it, and, you know, I thought to myself, I wonder if that's her watching over him. And I fell asleep, I guess, after that. And she came in my dream.
Yeah.
And she didn't say anything. She just stood there and smiled at me. And I was crying to her, saying how much I missed her. But the weird part was that she was standing there with my grandmother, who's alive, who they were best friends. Even though my parents were divorced, they were best friends. And she was standing there with my grandmother, who's still alive, and they both just stood there smiling at me.
Aww.
And I was crying, saying, I miss you both so much. But my one grandmother didn't pass away yet.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, don't sign her off
this
yet.
Maybe you can interpret that for me.
First of all, I wanted to tell you, you absolutely saw your grandmother in those orbs. And the reason why you saw your grandmother in a dream was because she didn't want you to be afraid that there was something or something bad happening, or you were crazy that you weren't seeing orbs. So she gave you validation that it was her, not to be afraid, okay, that you did see those orbs and there's nothing to be afraid of because it was her. And I think she wants to get a message across to your other grandmother that she still watches and protects and say hello.
Oh, okay.
That was a really beautiful, beautiful thing that happened to you guys.
Very, very happy for you.
Extremely.
It's a beautiful spiritual moment and something that you'll always remember and be cherished, you know, knowing that she's always around you. But, you know, as you communicate with her more and more in your thoughts, and she does hear you when you talk to her, I promise you that. And
I do. I talk to her all the time.
Crazy about the baby.
And she does hear you.
Yes, that's what I was
going to
ask you. So is that her kind of watching over him?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Audie just said that. But you know what? She's crazy about that baby. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, he's the first boy in our family in a long time.
Your validation to that was those orbs.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
And then the dream, so you weren't fearful. The love that she has for you is remarkable because she sent you that dream to say, don't be frightened about that orb. It was me, and I love you, and I'm protecting the baby, and I'm watching over you too. So talk to her like Artie said. She's there.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that moment with us. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, honey. God bless you, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. Okay, thanks.
Take care, sweetheart. And right now we have who?
Ashley.
Ashley, cool.
Ashley, you there? Sable.
She must have hung up. Hopefully she'll call back within the next few minutes.
Is there a Sable out there?
Nope.
Okay, so Ashley hung up?
Yes.
Hello, yes, this is Houston.
I thought you were Ashley.
We're trying to reach some people out there in outer space.
Well, that was a beautiful caller.
Yeah, you want to know something? I want to recommend a book that was written by one of my friends, Josie Varga, called Visits from Heaven. And she has a few books out there, Josie Varga. You can get it on Amazon or you can get in any Barnes & Noble. It is a national book that's being sold. And Visits from Heaven has a lot of beautiful true stories in the book that explains about people who have experienced their loved ones coming back to visit them. And it's almost like the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, where it has a lot of interesting mini stories and morals to the stories. Well, this book is very similar in the sense of a lot of beautiful similar story, not similar stories, but stories of beautiful spiritual messages. And again, true incidences that happened in real life to people where their loved ones came back and sent them messages. And as a matter of fact, last week when I was here with Sky, Sky and I were by ourselves in her house on the first floor, and upstairs we heard banging. I mean, loud banging, like a kid was banging on the wall or banging on a something. And that was Sky's son, Michael, who passed away.
Yeah.
And he was banging upstairs four separate times. And so
we asked him. Remember?
Yeah. And after the third time, Sky said, "Hey, Michael, can you do that one more time?" And there was a pause for a few seconds, and then he banged again.
Yeah.
And then after that, that was it. But
it was amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't scary. No. It was like cool.
And during our show, when we were on breaks, Artie was laughing at me. And I said, "What the heck are you laughing at?" He says, "Your son is conversing with me." Mm-hmm. What did he tell you? My mother's crazy?
Yeah. And while Sky is in a serious conversation.
This is true.
And she's like, you know, being intense with her story. And I felt bad, but I started to laugh. And she's, you know, it's like almost like looking at it's like looking at a child cry and you're making them laugh. It's like they hate that. It's like they don't want to laugh. My daughter hated that. Whenever she was crying, I wouldn't let her stay in that self-pity stage. I wouldn't let her stay in that that crying stage, and I would make her laugh.
Yeah, so
I'm
pouring my heart out over here to somebody that needs my help, and he's laughing at me. So tell them.
And that's because her son was putting the image in my head like, oh, my mom's cuckoo, she's crazy, and he's making like all funny gestures and stuff like that. It was pretty funny.
And you know, the funny thing about the whole thing was when my son was alive, when I used to drive him crazy, he used to point to his head and go, "Psycho, psycho." Right. And that's exactly what he was telling Artie. So we had so much validation that day. We had a blast. It was great.
It was awesome. It was so much fun. So, you know, if you have a story like our last caller and you want to share a beautiful moment.
Oh, we'd love it.
Yeah, we'd love to hear it because I don't want you to think that anyone's going to think that you're crazy.
No,
we embrace your true wild stories that is unexplainable and all the coincidences, even though there's no such thing as a coincidence. But, but we embrace your stories.
We're all about that because we live one foot in the real world and one foot in heaven. Right, Artie?
That's exactly right. Like I said, so for all of you who have, you know, the beautiful blessing of experiencing such what you might call a coincidence or something like, how is that possible? Or the lights go on and off by itself, or all of a sudden you hear that song that you used to always sing to or think of whenever you think of your loved one, and all of a sudden it starts to play. Or there's a line that's being said by somebody on TV or in the movies that reminds you of somebody who you missed. These are no coincidences. These are people who are coming to visit you and just to say hello. And, you know, I said to my mom one time when I woke up one morning, and I said, "Mom," I said, "give me a solid message that you're around me. I want to experience a solid message." And so as I was riding down a major freeway in New Jersey, a big truck flew right by me, and on the side of the truck there was no advertisement, but the numbers 1221, and that's my mother's birthday. And I said, oh, right. Hello, Mom. And when I tell you, these numbers were large on the side of the truck, and it had no advertising. It's not like it said Joe's Bakery or it didn't say Coca-Cola. All it had was 1221. And I said, wow, that was really cool.
That is such a beautiful, beautiful affirmation.
It was. And right now, unfortunately, we have to end our show.
Already?
So from my mouth to God's ears. May
God bless.
May God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. May you keep on continuing to continue your blind faith in the Holy Spirit and believe in your angels. Don't be afraid to ask. They're always there to help you.
Call them. Talk to them. They're waiting for you. They're like, they're standing there just waiting around for you to just notify them to help you.
God bless you all, everybody. And until next week, have a beautiful week.
God bless.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.